Hello, Steve Martin.
Good morning, Darren.
So it's finally here, almost.
Yes, the Accreditation Centre is open this morning, so all participants can wander into Marketplace and pick up their welcome bag, which will have an embroidered cap, water bottle and some water, etc., and, of course, their tag to allow them into the welcome event, which is on Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Very good. So when is that happening, today and tomorrow?
Today, tomorrow, the Accreditation Centre is open at 9 o'clock through to 4:30, and on Friday, 9 o'clock to 6:30, followed by the welcome event at Marketplace, Old Agate Street, Devonport.
All right, and that's at 6 p.m. Friday?
That's at 6 p.m. Friday, yes.
Right, so you ended up with about 16 sports, is that right?
Yes, we started out with 25 interested sports, and of course, unfortunately, some didn't make the threshold to be able to provide a competition. So unfortunately, they had to withdraw from the games, and I understand that. And we've ended up with 16 right across the coast, though. Mm. For instance, in Burnie, we've got pickleball at the Burnie Recreation Centre. Huge following there. We've got, I think, 65 participants in pickleball.
I don't know much about that sport, only what you've told me, and I've watched a short video online. But in America, they go mad for it. Like, their country clubs and, you know, those things they have where you go and
yes.
you can play golf and multi-sports.
Yeah, I see them from afar.
They go mad for it over there.
They do, and it's picking up really fast in mainland Australia and here in Tassie, especially in Hobart area. Hmm. I know there's been people that have travelled up from the Hobart to try and find a game of pickleball on the coast.
Yeah, so are you utilising Dial Park?
Dial Park is for athletics.
Yep.
Yes, we've got Central Coast covered there. Devonport's got basketball, tennis. We've got bowls and golf at the country club. And we've got shooting in Sassafras.
Yep.
Small ball and air rifle shooting and sports shooters up that way as well. So about 16 sports, tin-pin bowling, of course, swimming in Devonport, table tennis in Devonport as well. So a good mix right across the coast.
Yeah. So 16 sports, about 500-odd competitors.
500 competitors, yes. And it was great because when we first started, we said, look, if we can get 12 to 15 sports up, we're doing all right, and we'll head for 500. Now, of course, I set the target a little bit higher than that and to get 25 interested sports and now end up with 16 is absolutely tremendous. We're really stoked. And to cover six municipalities, including West Tamar with wood chopping at Exeter, it's great. And then to have the six councils on board as well.
Yeah. And hopefully the weather's going to be great for it. It was certainly beautiful today and tomorrow. Friday's a bit dodgy, but if you're playing an indoor sport, doesn't matter. But lucky it wasn't last week, I'm saying.
Oh, yes. And I think your weather forecast is incorrect. It's going to be sunny right through
okay,
to
right.
6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Okay, sorry about that, Bomb. Oh, no, I can't call them Bomb anymore.
No, they've changed, haven't they?
They want to be officially known as the Bureau of Meteorology, which is what they are.
Yes.
But media, we say Bomb, and they don't like that. So, anyway.
Well, when they buy shares in the media outlets, I suppose.
Turn it up, Bureau. The Bomb. And you've got the medals here with you. Very nice. Where'd you get those done?
Well, we've got them through an agent who was able to get them in time for the games. We've, of course, designed them ourselves in the colours of gold, silver and bronze with the logo of the Tasmania Masters Games. So they'll be handed out from Thursday onwards.
Yeah. So with events taking place, yes, Martin, you want a question? No, he's just coming to give you a. What's Martin doing? Can we say that on the air, or is it?
Mick Fitter, Winyard Woodchopper.
Winyard Woodchopper?
Yeah. Maybe oldest competitor. He's 87 years of age.
Oh, no. Winyard. Oh, hope he's got good eyesight still.
Oh, geez, I hope he's got all his feet together.
Mick from Winyard.
Mick from Winyard.
86-year-old woodchopper.
87.
Mick Fisher. Fantastic.
Yeah, could be the oldest competitor in the Tasmanian Masters game. So good on you, Mick. Thanks for coming on board and travelling through to Exeter. And that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, having fun, meeting other competitors, and probably go and have a beer or wine
sure.
or even a whiskey or a gin after the game.
Sure. Well, I was down at the Alamata last night having dinner, and the spirit came in. plenty of people on board waving. So I was thinking, well, quite a few of those are here for the games. Very good.
Yes, they are. We're fortunate we attracted some interstate visitors, and of course they're populating our local Goodstone facilities, which is great. And must mention Mark Cade will come on board with the games early, and we're very appreciative of that, along with Subway.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you've got to have good sponsors. All right, so when does it all wrap up? Are you having like a closing ceremony or what?
No, well, because we're only doing over 4 days officially, we thought we'll just have the welcome ceremony.
Yeah, okay.
And the idea for this one, 2022, is to get it up, set the foundation or the template, learn from it, and then what we're going to do is we're hoping to go to the Australian Masters Games in Adelaide in 2023, learn a bit more from them, but also promote the Northwest Coast, come over here for 2024, take part in the Tasmanian Masters Games and spend some money along the coast.
Mm. By the way, just quickly, what's the age cutoff for Masters swimming?
For well, it's open, I think.
Because I think it's actually, it's like 25 or something, like nationally. So if you're 25, you're classed as a master or yes. A veteran in swimming.
Yes, you are. Gymnastics, even less, I think.
Well, gymnastics is probably 12. Sorry, yeah. You're too old.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And gymnastics in Devonport as well. So they're having a set of routines that people can go and watch.
Yeah.
So a great array of sports, especially when you go from pickleball to shooting to tenpin bowling to wood chopping. So a vast array, and it's only 16. Now, Australian Masters Games, when it was held here in 2017, had about 45 different sports right across, through to Launceston as well, because Launceston had the swimming.
Yeah.
So we've got potential, I think, next year to double it and next time have 30 sports and certainly look anywhere between 1,000 to 1,200 competitors.
Got to start somewhere. All right, so to all our guests, welcome. Enjoy the northwest of Tasmania. So that welcome ceremony at Market Square Pavilion on Friday from 6 o'clock. That'll be fun. And look, locals, if you're anywhere near there, get along and say good day and introduce yourselves and make everyone welcome. I reckon that'd be great.
Yes, please come along. It's a good event and live music, etc. Great food will be down there, food vans as well. If we can get the public down there to support not only the participants but the event itself, look, it'll be really welcomed. And a big call out to Mick Fisher. I'll be looking forward to see if he wins a gold medal in the wood chopping for his age group at 87. How fantastic is that?
That's just awesome. Bloody awesome, Mick. 86, 87-year-old wood chopper from Wynyard. All right. Now, where do people get information about what's on where? Website, Facebook?
Facebook, Tasmania Masters Games. We'll be sending that out. And, of course, through the media, we'll be sending out later on today all the timetables for each sport. Now, it's very generalised because some might finish a bit early, depending on, like in tennis, if they play three sets and it's all over and done with, six love, it'll be finishing early. So it's a bit hard to sort of really pin down. But we've got mayors around the six municipality hooking up with a sport to go and have a look and also present some medals.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Thanks, Darren.
Good luck.